Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tens of thousands of trapped and frantic Syrian civilians and rebels looking for evacuations to resume today from the city of Aleppo. UN Security Council expected to vote today on whether to send monitors to the Syrian city to oversee the evacuations and help provide protection for civilians who remain. Monitors say as many as 40,000 civilians and the last remaining rebel fighters waited in vain for evacuation operations to resume Saturday after the exodus was suspended Friday by the Damascus government. Thousands of protesters gathered in downtown London in support of those trapped in Aleppo. Abdelaziz Al-Mashi, co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign, organized the demonstration.
To the people in Syria and in Aleppo, we said to them, we are in solidarity with you. We hear your voices, we feel your pain, and we will never hesitate to support you in any way that we can.
A rally was also held outside the Prime Minister's offices in London, where those gathered heard speeches and prayers from a Syrian imam. Meantime, hundreds of people, most of them Turkish migrants, protested the Syrian war in Berlin. Military officials in Sana'a say a suicide bomber killed at least 40 Yemeni soldiers. It happened today in the southern port city of Aden. Authorities say the soldiers had gathered at a military base to receive their pay. Military says at least 50 other soldiers were wounded. Some say the attacker got onto the base dressed as a soldier. There's been no claim of responsibility. The bombing comes a week after a similar explosion in Aden left 45 soldiers dead. This is VOA News. An Indonesian military transport has crashed today, killing all 13 on board. The Hercules C-130 departed from Timika in Papua Province, crashed just minutes before it was scheduled to land in Wamena, which is the capital of the district Jaya Wijaya. The Air Force Chief of Staff said bad weather is suspected to be the cause. Military statement said the plane was carrying 12 tons of food supplies. Officials say the bodies of the victims have been recovered. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has ended his thank you tour with a stop in Mobile, Alabama, with many of the same promises that led to his election. He told thousands gathered in a football stadium late Saturday that he would build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico, rebuild American infrastructure, increase the size of the U.S. military, and care for veterans. Trump also told the crowd that his administration's policy would be to put America first.
My administration will follow two very simple rules: buy American and hire American. And we're going to go back to the old days. We're going back to the old days. Remember? Made in the USA, you remember?
Earlier, Trump announced he had chosen Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney to be his White House budget director. Mulvaney is a fiscal conservative who has often told his Republican Party colleagues to be aggressive in reducing federal spending. President Obama has signed an extension of a 2008 law that contributes federal funds to reopen investigations of race-based murders committed decades ago. Mr. Obama has extended the law, which followed the reopening in 2006 of more than 100 cold cases linked to civil rights issues and to the identification of new deaths where racial motives were suspected. The last Sunday Mass before Christmas was held at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. The Church of the Nativity is built on top of the site where Christians believe Jesus was born. Christians make up less than 2% of the population of Israel and the Palestinian territories. The next major Mass will take place at midnight, 1 week from today, on Christmas Day. You can go to our website to get the latest news, as always, at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.